Are you ready?
Yeah, dig.
Ready? Next song. This is why you love me.
I heard you say he's gone away. Well, everything's okay. I'm going to stay. So dry your eyes.
Hey, you know what? Don't be so lagging. Like, let's just pick it up a little bit, and let's do that song again. All of us together will play together, so like when we go to a change, we're all playing the same part. So they actually have something that's worth playing. Well, in your head, but if you listen to the DAT, you'll go, well, that's pretty good, because normally I fuck off all the way, so I only fucked off 65% of the way. Let's try it.
I heard you say he's gone away. Well, everything's okay. So dry your eyes, I'll never lie. I hope you like it then. Hey, come out and play. He never did nothing except to drag you down. You can rest your head. Treasures found, it's
cause here I come, here I am. With looking for everyone that you can. I'm the last of the natural songs that I shout. Let yourself go and have some fun, cause it's time. Waking up and it's kingdom come, here it is. Check out everyone in the bed. I am the last of a natural sons of a child. Let yourself go and have some fun, cause it's time.
I am a virgin, but I am dreaming. I promise. Yeah.
Going home. She's had enough. The second string you need to tune up higher. The second tuning peg. The second one. Yeah, just a little bit higher. No, that's the first one. It's the second one that's out. The second tuning peg needs to go higher. Here you go. Ready?
Started to kiss.
haven't spent my whole life till this moment arrived. I knew nothing like this. And I looked in your eyes. I saw my own face. How it seemed out of place, like a footstep in space. But we're already there. I'm not gonna think this every time. I'm in peace with these monsters, 'cause they're mine.
Stop if he breaks it.
Oh Lord, you know it ain't right to live my life this way. I gotta stay up every night and feel this feeling till it goes away. You know I had my cries and I paid my dues. I seen the best of times, I had the best of friends, I bet it all to lose. But now I seen the light, I'm gonna show it to you. You gotta lay right down, you gotta close your eyes and let it flow right through you. 'Cause I believe it in my soul. And I always wanna feel this way, so I'm gonna let the good times roll all night long. I've been sitting here drinking. Call it took so long for me to change my mind. Don't know what I was thinking, but now I seen the light, I'm gonna give it to you. You gotta lay right down, you gotta close your eyes, you gotta let me in you. 'Cause I believe it in my soul. We'll be right back.
switch back into That Girl Suzanne split. Maybe we're just going to stop.
Can I take your order, please?
I'm sorry, we're out of everything.
Okay, so let me get that straight. That's 2 bacon double cheeseburgers, 3 sides of bacon, and a bacon-flavored drink. Yeah. With some corn on the side, right? I'm sorry, we're out of foot logs.
Like this, no, you can't really make it anymore. Oh. sudden you can't fake it anymore. You know, when you're playing live and stuff, I don't know, you got beers to distract people.
That's it.
We're not going to play anymore.
That is all. Yes, we are done.
Two double cheeseburgers.
Hey, Anton.
Hello.
Hey, Joel.
Hello, darling.
Step up to the bald thing. I dig you so much. I'm in love with you. I have to tell you this.
Thank you.
And I love you. No one. So, you got a new record coming out on TVT?
Mm-hmm. We just finished it before we went on tour. It seems to be a pattern that's developing. Our last record in the fall, we recorded for a couple of days and then hopped right in the van and went on tour. We get to listen to them after we come back.
Sounds good. Who's producing this one?
Well, one of our friends kind of engineered it and then loosely kind of, that's kind of up in the air. I mean, everybody has suggestions. We have our own recording studio, so those kind of roles become obscured, which I think is kind of the most exciting thing about the modern age. You know?
So, any more living in squalor in San Fran or?
Now it's in L.A.
Now it's in L.A. Exactly. You're going to Hollywood.
Well, I want to move away from L.A., but I'm afraid I'm addicted to the pollution.
No, oh, yeah, I know that feeling. I spent some time
there. I hear it leads to harder stuff.
Yeah, L.A. leads to harder stuff.
Great. So the new record's called Strung Out in Heaven,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to be very cool. Joel, I have a burning question for you.
Yes, Don.
How the hell does one's maracas suddenly light on fire in the middle of a gig?
I copped a little Jimi Hendrix thing. I like turned around and gave it the
old
butane lighter squirt. Yeah, I'd like to say that it was something very cosmic, but
I wish
but
I
it was actually just an old
that.
Hendrix maneuver.
Hey, how old were you guys in 1967?
I was born in 1967.
Wow.
So I was.
That was a spiritual year.
I guess so.
Definitely.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, and Joel, what?
I hadn't made the scene yet.
The birth canal scene?
No.
Well,
I heard they closed that place down. There's some kind of nuclear accident.
Only in L.A., by the way, do they say nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah, they don't do that on the East Coast.
Nuclear.
So welcome, because we're going to beat the crap out of you after that. You better,
all right.
Better
start. I heard the neighborhood was bad.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say everybody's name so that they get, their... Your second of fame on FMU, our little groaning radio station here.
Okay, and the whole band, right?
And the whole band.
Okay, on bass, it's Matt Hollywood.
On guitar, it's Jeff Davies.
Jeff Davies, and on another guitar, it's Dean Taylor.
And AJ on the drums.
AJ.
Beautiful. On the Pagan Skins.
And my name's Anton, and I play guitar and sing badly.
I'm Joel, and I play tambourine in Morocco.
With a great do, great style, great fashion. You guys are like stars. You opened for Oasis on their first tour. How did that happen? Why? And what
was
that vibe?
We were pretty much the only cats in town who knew who they were. It was because Suede came out in England and Sony, picked them up internationally. Same kind of thing like Creation. A couple of those bands got picked up on the biggest label in the world. And we saw, reading the magazines like The Face or whatever, and then you read Enemy, you follow that stuff, and Joel was working in a record shop in San Francisco. When I saw the Suede hype go down and then I read that Oasis got signed or whatever, I knew that they were just kind of, Sony was just stretching out their legs in America with Suede, and it didn't go over, but it was the most sort of orchestrated press release simultaneously. It's okay. Like they really got the hired people that were on top of it because every single magazine had an article simultaneously.
Right.
And so I heard Oasis was coming to America, and then boom, it was like that. I was trying to explain to people, and they have West Coast magazines. I don't know if you're familiar with the BAM and the Rocket.
Sure,
it's an organization.
Yeah.
And it's free paper, but it goes, stretches, you know, from Canada to Mexico. So that's pretty weird. And I was trying to explain to the editors. I'm like, well, we're going to play with this band, and you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. They're going to be, it's going to go over Giant or whatever. And he's like, who? And then all of a sudden, you know, the publicist or whatever got on the horn. And so he came, and we just told the woman who booked the club, this woman named Ramona at the bottom of the hill, she just booked really great stuff. And we just said we would like to play. And so they said, okay.
Wow.
But it wasn't that great. You know what I mean? It was like, I don't know. You probably develop a different kind of attachment to them than us.
I'm very detached from them myself. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, I know that's very fashionable to jump on the Kick Oasis while they're down.
No, actually, I mean, I saw nothing extremely special about them. And I like, you know, I happen to
have
to like a
mind,
lot of
yeah.
popular type, you know, retro right. type bands. And I just, I don't get it. As George Harrison said, it's total rubbish.
Yeah, right. that was pretty funny, you know, because of the press. You know, you got to realize that's a machine. People are making money off that. You know, it's a big industry in Europe, music and entertainment export. You know.
Yeah.
They don't have a Detroit.
Okay. Let's see.
But they were mean, you know, and it was really weird because I've met a lot of
Oasis. Bands, you mean?
Yeah, they're just like bad attitude. Worse than us, which is bad, you know.
I don't think
we're right
you have
on the
a bad
border.
Attitude.
I know, but they had the over self importance mixed with kind of we don't care about what we're doing, but we're so giant, you better respect us. But this sucks, and I don't even want to play tonight. But you know,
yeah,
who the hell are you? You don't even practice. Kind of, it's so they're really weird. But then the flip of that is you meet a lot of people. Like Jeff's really good friends with the people in Sterilab, and they're all nice and. I met, like, My Bloody Valentine, all these bands, and they were, like...
Down to earth.
They're just like, what's up? Want to go get something to eat, you know?
Yeah.
And just kind of going through the motions. Like, one thing that they just happened to do is make records or something, you know, as people, which I thought is refreshing compared to that sort of Vince Neil, I'm going to run you over in my Formula One car kind of...
So you don't think that the Brian Jonestown Massacre is going to get caught up in a marketing nightmare of hype and bad internet... rumors and stuff like that. By the way, you guys have a lot of bad internet rumors, which I'm not going to address. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
you. Know,
I know you're sick of it. So, and none of it's true. You know, you guys just have such really bizarre stories behind
Something
you.
Something strange happened in the computer industry that people don't quite fathom in our government and computer industry. Is in the 70s they started making really good drug testing. For everything except hallucinogenics. So one level of our society that used to like party in the 60s with like cocaine or heroin or methamphetamine or something, all of a sudden they were like blocked off at the lowest echelon of society where all these like deadhead psychedelic people would just dance right to the top of like IBM and Microsoft and everything, you know? And so these people, you know, they're weird. You know, you think of it, you know, because you watch the commercial and it's some old man holding his kid with his laptop in his other hand, something, but the people that are like, pushing this stuff ahead, you know, you read Wired magazine or hang out with like those people that are writers and they're freaks. They're just absolute.
That's the way it's supposed to be. You know, it's supposed to be like, you know, the freaks were supposed to be making all the money in the technology. Now it's just suits, you know.
It's really weird, you know, especially in England. It's like suit city.
Yeah. So do you think you'll spend some of your life living in England? There seems to be such an attachment there. For you personally?
There's things about it that are really nice, you know? It's really neat. There's kids everywhere in the cities and stuff. And that's kind of neat to, like, be in a place where adult, educated people have kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where the average person has children, you know? And in America, it's just strange, you know what I mean? The people that decide to have kids, I mean, it's just getting tougher and tougher to find people that sort of have the inclination to... keep learning and, you know, keep digging stuff up.
Right.
You know? So there's some things that are neat about it, but it's a real conservative society too. You know, it's got a lot of channels that you don't see in America. you know, and people, it's very, very strange that way.
They don't have sideburns over there.
And they don't. They don't at all. They all have short hair.
Found.
So somebody, can I just say, somebody said out here, Dr. Zaius, nothing personal.
So oh, it's actually more of a Cornelius thing.
Cornelius.
Planet of the Apes. Yeah, that's great, man. Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, he's a...
Well, he's a turd.
He's the president of the NRA, isn't he?
He was hit for a couple years.
Yeah.
He was in really cool... He's got really bad politics, but he's in a lot of great movies.
And he had a really well-oiled chest, like in a lot of movies.
Well-oiled?
Yeah, well-oiled and just bare.
His dramatics
Spartacus.
Are over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just so melodramatic.
You gotta dig
Chuck.
It.
It's cool.
Yeah, definitely. And again, the other members aren't here, so we can talk about them behind their back. Is that okay?
No, they're here.
They are? No, they're not. They're behind the glass, yeah. So they don't have to pelt me or anything.
They're not here in our virtual radio land.
Yeah, yeah. So Matt Hollywood, your bass player and cohort, childhood friend, well, Anton?
Well, I decided I was going to be a child forever, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Your playmate at the current time. He's developed a reputation as actually quite a ladies man. From what I understand,
I could never. I was raised by women. I could never see what they saw in guys.
Matt was he was preening, very sexy. He has all the moves. So I think you better watch your back, Joel. Joel can't see behind him when you're playing.
Right. Yeah, but
I mean,
then
Matt's
again,
got like a whole.
There's the flip side of that is Matt has to watch Joel's back side.
I've got quite a nice butt, actually.
I think Joel. I was at a gig where you were kidnapped by a couple. Over at Coney Island High, they literally you got finished playing.
Uh-huh.
Each one of the couple took an arm, and they just rolled you down St. Mark's Place, and you were sort of had this little ta-ta wave like behind you. Oh well, you know, let's see what I can get into. But I read that your parents actually kidnapped you. Is that true?
Well, sort of. At the time, I was living in this warehouse south of Market in San Francisco, and I used to pay the rent by laying sheets of LSD. There's an LSD lab in the...
Is that like LSD sheetrock or something?
Well,
is that
you know, like the Latter-day Saints?
Rubber gloves. And, well, you know, there's all kinds of other things. And I'd been up for a couple days, right? And I'm starting to see, like, the same street cleaners, right? And they ain't sweeping nothing, you know? And I'm seeing these bums, these new bums are hanging out across the street. And they got bum clothes on, like camouflage and all that stuff. But it's all brand new. And then I got this Starsky and Hutch hippie van over on the corner. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, well, I've been up for a couple days, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I just got to, you know, I ain't going to get paranoid. So by the fourth day, you know, they're still there. The fifth day, they're still there.
Wow, like a stakeout.
Yeah, so I'm like, man, do you guys see what I see? And they're like, no, man, go to bed, you know what I mean? So I opted to split town, and 3 days later, they came through the door with a battering ram. And,
oh, man. It's like,
the feds came down, so... So getting kidnapped by my parents was kind of a nicer way to put it.
It's like a Scientologist, you know, like debriefing, you know, by your parents. That's true.
Time for the in and out. We just came to check the e-meter.
Thanks, Governor.
That's the best part of Clockwork Orange.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Something I shouldn't even be talking about.
I know, exactly.
Well, geez. Anyway.
Come and get me.
You guys were great. I thank you so much for stopping by. We'll see you on tour. Where are you going next? You just got back from the UK.
Mm-hmm. It was really exciting.
That's
and,
great.
We're going to do all those great towns, like the one with the Liberty Bell and the hot steak sandwiches. We're going there.
The cheese steaks.
We're going
yeah.
to the town with
Philly.
The beans and the crab and all that jazz.
Boston. Yeah.
And then we're going to up north to some town with the lakes and the pollution. And Canadians, it's Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then... all those places.
You're an Alberta native?
Me? No.
No?
No, I'm from Southern California.
Oh, okay.
It's its own country.
I keep reading the lies, just the lies about you.
He's just strictly
It'll
native.
Never get straightened out.
Well, that's just as well, you know what I mean? People should just make up their own thing about that. It's really about music, you know?
I hope so. And
that's what I think,
well.
At least. I mean, it's weird because you got to talk about it, but it's about music.
True. Any band feud rumors besides the, you know, we went through Oasis, the Dandy Warhols. What do you think of the makeup?
I like them.
With their band?
Who? Yeah, personally. Joel
the
likes them.
The makeup?
Uh-huh.
I really haven't heard them, you know? I kind of get off in these weird worlds where I don't really listen to very much stuff.
You like Indian music, sitar?
I like music from India and Pakistan and... But I go through phases where I don't even, you can't listen to that anymore. When I'm traveling, I mean, I've had to focus on what we're doing right now recently, but I like stuff, I like Elliot Smith's music. I was happy that he started getting a fair shake.
I saw him play at the bottom of the hill when I was in San Francisco. He slayed, but it was a mob. Actually, I went there specifically to see you guys, but I never, our parking validation sort of ran out. They have a parking curfew or some
whack thing.
And I couldn't get to see you, so I was kind of disappointed. But then you came around, and it was wow.
I know, it's really great to be over here on the East Coast. I'd like to spend more time here.
Yeah, we're good people.
Yeah,
I won't hurt you.
I know, we've made. There's lots of great people in New Jersey. I'd like to give a shout out to Uncle Bob.
Oh, man.
I got people in New Jersey. Uncle Bob. Well, it's not my people, but he's my manager.
He's good people.
Somebody else's people. Well, I see the VW microbus is parked outside that you guys came in. So I hope you have the club on it because this is a rough neighborhood.
Oh, that wasn't ours. We stole that.
Oh, okay.
No, we actually have a different. Yeah, that's cool.
That might be the white van that's been following us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys
so much for
coming down.
Thank you.
And we'll see you. And good luck with the new record, Strung Out in Heaven.
Cool.
Righteous.
Bye.